Hello. Welcome. How are you both today? Good. Now, I must say, it's already encouraging to see you both here for your first session of marriage counseling. You wouldn't believe how often these sessions usually start with either a depressed wife or an unsatisfied husband. Sitting here alone crying about the state of their marriage whilst the other half is in denial and refusing to come along. I'm happy to say you're both on the first step to saving your marriage. Now, my notes say that you've been married for 6 years, together for eight, no children. Steve, you're 38, Emma, you're 36, correct? Admittedly, I'm a fair bit younger than you both. But please rest assured that I am fully qualified and I have a proven track record of resolving marital problems that will, at first, seem overwhelming, but with a bit of communication, you'll be seeing results in no time. Okay? Now, Emma, sweetie, why don't you start us off telling us what your issues are and what you ultimately want out of these sessions? Okay. You feel like he's not interested. Don't communicate. Always out, no sex. And you ultimately want a baby? Oh, you poor thing. Okay, Steve. Darling, your turn. Oh, come on, darling. Ums and ers are not gonna get us anyway. I've heard it all before. He's a bit quiet, isn't he, sweetie? Okay, back to you. Why the lack of sex? Have you lost interest? He can't get an erection anymore. Do you want to say something, hubby? Don't sit there giving your wife the evils. Communication is the key. So come on. No? Nothing? Looks like it's back to you then, Emma. Have you ever tried to spice up your sex life? Romantic weekend, candles, soft music, French knickers, kissing, cuddling. Okay, stop. I'm pretty good at my job, and it isn't too hard to see where the problem lies here. Hubby, you need to communicate. But, Emma, the problem is you. I mean, really? Are you fucking for real? Romance, candles, French knickers, blah, blah, blah. I can take one look at your husband here and know that he isn't the romance type. French knickers, really? I didn't even know you could still buy them. You should tell your wife what you want, okay? Tell her. No? Okay, I will. He wants dirty talk, stripper heels, slutty schoolgirl uniforms, nasty, filthy fucking. Do you know what? You can't make your husband hard, yet with a few dirty words from me, I can already see that his cock is thickening up through his trousers. Your poor hubby is a horny little thing. Emma? Wifey? Why don't you take his cock out? Oh, for fuck's sake. Come on, just take his cock out. This is pretty fucking tragic at the minute, and I am trying to save your marriage and get you pregnant. So do as I say and get your husband's lovely cock out. Good. Stroke it. You know, Emma, you're still quite pretty in a plain sort of way. She's got nice lips, hasn't she, hubby? I bet you'd love to fuck that mouth of hers, wouldn't you? You can't even get hard when she gives you a blowjob, can you? Oh, fucking hell. Wifey, you're supposed to be giving your husband a hand job, not trying to pull his cock off. After all my work getting him hard and you're making him go limp already, just because you don't know how to touch your husband's cock. Move out the way, Emma. Let me get your husband hard again. See how my spit runs over the head, down the shaft, over his balls? Now watch me massage my spit into your husband's cock. You fucking learning, wifey? Now, make sure you have a nice thick grip around your husband's cock and slowly stroke his shaft like this. And as you're stroking him, suck the head of his cock nice and hard. Suck him like you're drinking through a straw. Do you like it when I'm jacking you into my mouth? Whoa, heavy, calm down. We're supposed to be trying to impregnate your wife. Don't come in my mouth, you dirty boy. Do you see the way he's looking at me? I bet it's been a long, long time since he looked at you like that. He's so full of lust and desire for me. Oh, look, my red lipstick is all over the head of your husband's cock. Wifey, take your trousers and panties off and lay back on my desk. No, don't worry about your top. Your husband doesn't need to look at your small tits when he's got my bigger, firmer, younger titties to play with. Look at him grope them. Ooh, that's it, hubby. Do it nice and hard. Oh, come on, wifey, hurry up and get those panties off. Hubby here doesn't look like he can take too much more of this. Don't come yet, hubby. Kiss me while she undresses. Oh, look at your wife as you kiss me, honey. Oh, don't look all doughy-eyed, wifey. I'm helping you. This is how your husband likes to be kissed. Just grab him round his neck and tongue fuck his mouth. He fucking loves it. Oh, good little wifey. Lay back with your legs wide apart. Oh, you're such a dirty little slut. You've got all wet from watching me play with your man. Now, because your wife can't keep you hard, you're going to bend me over in between your wife's legs and fuck me from behind, okay? And just when you're about to come, you're going to pull that luscious cock out of me and plunge it into her pussy so you can fire that cum deep in her, okay? But don't do it too soon, otherwise she'll make you go limp again. Alright, come on, hubby. Get rough with me. Show your wife what you want, okay? Oh, you like bending me over, don't you? Oh, I'm looking right at your wife now. Sorry, wifey. You're just gonna have to put up with me laying on you as I'm getting fucked by your husband. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love your husband's cock, Emma. Fuck, he's so much better than I thought he would be. Oh, he's fucking me so good. Look at him. He loves my pussy so much more than yours. Fuck, I'm gonna come all over your husband's cock, honey. Oh, no, don't come. Don't come. Save it for her, okay? You're supposed to be getting her pregnant. But don't stop fucking me. Don't stop. Don't fucking hold it back, okay? Oh, keep fucking me. Oh, yes, wifey, I know he said he will come inside you, but I think he feels too good to wait until I'm finished. Oh, I'm nearly there. Oh, come on, keep fucking my slutty young pussy in front of your wife. Oh, wifey, shut the fuck up. Oh, I swear to God, I will smother you in my tits. Oh, God, keep fucking me.
Oh, fuck. Oh, just come at me and forget about your wife. Oh, fill my nasty pussy with your married gum. So good. Oh, wifey, stop whimpering. I'm sorry, honey. I just couldn't resist your husband spunking up inside me. I can feel it dripping all out of me onto your stomach. That was very unprofessional of me. Next time, I promise I'll make your husband come inside you. Now why don't you clean your husband's cock like a good little slut?